Long, slow breaths serve as a transition for moving from our external world to our inner world. The beginning of every meditation, we just follow the way of the tortoise. The tortoise goes deep inside its shell, totally retracts from the external world. And we have to do the same with our mind. Just retract right into that inner space. Setting our sights within, our sounds within, everything focusing internal. Just continue with long, slow respirations, using the breath through the nasal passages. And just pick a spot deep inside, center the mind, find that focus within. And withdraw all your psychic faculties to that spot. A centered mind is one that's always operating from that substance point within, that nucleus point. You can tell a person who's operating from such a space like that. They're grounded, mind is stable, steady. And that's what we're doing here. We're finding that point of integrity within. One more deep inhalation, finding that center point. Exhale out. One of the beautiful aspects of meditation is its ability to renew, to recreate the psychic arena. Recreate the composition of mind. And when mind is okay, then life is okay. External situations come and go, physical body goes up and down, but when mind is okay, then no matter what happens externally, person will have a sense of peace and balance. That's why meditation is such an important tool. And that question is, well, what are we meditating on? Well, it's got to be something internal. Meditating on something external is fleeting. It's like chasing after a leaf in a windstorm. Elusive. And when you grab it, it's not going to give you any stability. So we're looking for an inner anchor. If we look purely in the psychic realm, we just find a sense of balance, a sense of stillness, of tranquility, of stability. But even then, that is not a strong base. It's a good base. It's a start. It's an operating point. Now in the 21st century, 20th century, both these recent eras, and people look for psychic relief, stress relief, decompression of mind, and those are good. But the ancient art of meditation was going on beyond unit self, beyond unit mind, psycho-spiritual. That sense of conceptualizing and ultimately linking with a consciousness that's greater than your own, that's not bound by your own limited I feeling. In nature, we see this expressed in so many ways. The river rushing into the vast ocean. The small atom in the great cosmos is kind of dispersing, or salt going into the ocean, right? Just kind of dissolves. And that's the type of experience the yogis have always yearned for, going beyond unit self. And when one gets that type of shelter, it brings a lot of relief in life and a lot of bliss. That's what they say. So let's just take a moment to let go of our own unit rhythmic flow and link up with a greater cosmic breath, a greater cosmic rhythm. The universe has its own pulsation. The more tightly we clutch to our own unit rhythm, the more we are wrapped up in ourselves, and the more we let go of that and ideate and think in a more vast manner, then our minds will slowly disassociate from unit mind and get linked up with a greater cosmic experience. And for the yogis, this is something very practical. It's not a bunch of New Age terminology. It's something practical, and the whole practice of yoga is based on that type of realization. And when you experience that, you experience a little bit of everything. You find that neat connection with every disparate point in this cosmos, seemingly disparate point. What we're talking about here in Sanskrit is known as Adhara, or base. Whatever platform, whatever that broadest base in you, for you in life is, just use your breath, use your longing to connect with that type of base, that psycho-spiritual endeavor. The question becomes, how do we connect the unit with the cosmic, the small I with the big I, that small river with the vast ocean? Longing is a key point. Harboring the idea that this is something that can be experienced. And mantra can help, infusing each and every breath with a sound like Shanti or Om Shanti, that I am eternal peace. It brings an idea as well. And even if you don't like to use mantra, just the whole idea of vastness, of expansion, of vistar. Vistar is a Sanskrit word, part of our human dharma. So let's put some of these ideas, some of these practices into motion here. Inhale, draw the breath deep inside into that most nuclear place for you. Find that very place of substance. And exhale, just go out beyond unit boundaries and express out across the universe. How far can you touch? And then again, inhale, find that center point. And exhale, spread out across the cosmos. Everybody likes to explore, to go beyond, and everybody likes to share the inner heart feeling that they have. The more sentimentally you can link up with your meditative process, the better off you'll be. Sentimental longing is a good, strong force to linking up with a devotional feeling. It's all bundled up in a sense of joy, of finding a new connection, a new bridge in life. Let your breath serve as the ultimate tool to combine that inner and outer world, that small and vastness of life. And let your heart-based yearning give fuel and momentum to each and every respiration. These are all very natural things. Humans are always longing for something in life, but when we take that longing away from the material and towards the internal, that's when we change materialism into spirituality. Yeah, I give you some time. So just cultivate that sense. The mind needs that for its well-being, for its sense of growth and nourishment. Give yourself 3, 4, 5 more respirations, cultivating a sense of akuti, of longing, of desiring to find that next shore of peace with each and every breath. Until you can feel the boundaries of your unit self dissipate and melt and start to touch the shores of something greater. And move on and on in your meditative endeavor. Namaskar.